This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In Israel, it's been one of the deadliest weekends in the past 14 months of conflict with Palestinian militants. A Palestinian suicide bomber, the third in 12 hours, blew up a bus in the port city of Haifa today. He killed himself and 15 others. A shooting in the Gaza Strip killed one Israeli and two Palestinian gunmen. All this took place before Israelis could bury the 10 young people who were killed by a pair of suicide bombers in downtown Jerusalem last night. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon cut short his visit to the U.S. after a meeting today with President Bush. We'll have more about that in a minute. But first, we join NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Peter, lately it seemed that the prospects for peace in the Middle East have been slipping away. And after this weekend, it's perhaps they've disappeared altogether. What is the situation in the region like tonight?
Lisa, the West Bank is under virtual siege conditions. The Israeli army has declared no movement by Palestinians between towns in the West Bank, with the lone exceptions of food vehicles and humanitarian vehicles such as ambulances. Then on top of that, the Palestinian Authority held a meeting and declared its own state of emergency. Palestinian security officials have been authorized to break up any armed demonstration and to detain extremists who Arafat says are behind these attacks. In Israel, the grief is now boiling over into rage as attack follows attack, people that really have no time to catch their breath.
Today's bus bombing in Haifa was the latest attack. Any claims of responsibility?
Yes, the Hamas faction has claimed responsibility for that and the Jerusalem bombings of the night before and the Gaza shooting. The Haifa blast occurred on an inner-city bus, number 16. It was carrying a number of elderly people, we're told, to an open-air market. Haifa has a number of mixed neighborhoods, Jewish and Arab living side by side, and there wasn't much suspicion when the bomber boarded the bus. Giora Bernstein was driving another bus right behind number 16. He says they were both stopped at a red light, and the first thing he felt was a shockwave that basically blew in his windshield and pressed him back into his seat. Here's how he described what he could see.
And then I saw the fire, and then after it was smoked, you know, big smoke, and then when the smoke disappeared, the bus also disappeared. There was no bus, just two bodies was lying there, some pieces of what was human being, and it was no bus.
That brought the Israeli death toll, Lisa, to 26 in well under 24 hours, and it's bringing enormous public pressure to bear on Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to come up with some kind of powerful military response.
U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni last night visited the site of the bombings in Jerusalem. What kind of reception did he get?
He got a very sour reception, I would say, and a very noisy one. The crowds were screaming at him to go home, and worse. And then people on cell phones began to pass on the latest news, which was about the Haifa bombing and the Gaza shooting, and it just seemed like it was throwing more fuel on the fire. Sharon is already known as a right-wing leader, but the only pressure he's getting at home here is from the right. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Yasser Arafat today as some kind of combination of Osama bin Laden and the Taliban. Netanyahu wants Israel to go after Arafat directly. Here's what he told Israeli television this evening.
It's about time that the world said to Arafat what Tony Blair and President Bush said to the Taliban. Surrender terrorism or surrender power. It's about time we said to Arafat, either you stop this terrorism or out you go.
Now, in the past, Sharon has avoided doing anything that would topple Arafat from power, partly on the theory that in this atmosphere, whoever is most likely to succeed Arafat would be less moderate, less interested in dealing with Israel. But that's the kind of pressure he's under now.
Well, if he is under pressure to do something, what might that be?
That is what everyone is waiting to see now. I guess we really should say that both Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat are under extremely heavy pressure. And this is a situation that could destabilize very quickly, especially on the Palestinian side. Today, Arafat did order dozens of militants arrested. We have yet to see what kind of reaction that draws on the Palestinian street. Certainly, the Israelis don't trust Arafat to crack down, but if he does, he risks his own grasp on power. So basically, this could take a number of potential turns, Lisa, none of which are very promising for those holding out hope for peace.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Lisa.